Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning and welcome to Believing Together. Thank you for being a part of the podcast today. My name is Jacob Jarrell. I'm the assistant pastor here at Kerwin. I'm excited to share God's word with you just for a few moments. In the last couple devotions, I've been going through what do we do when we have those that we lead? And how do we lead them? And when we're struggling as it is to try to live right and do right. In this passage in Ephesians, it talks about a letter that Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus, and it details a prayer that he prays for them. And I think one great way that we can lead those that are coming behind us is not only to try to live right, but to pray for them. But how should we pray for them? And it says in this passage, and it says in verse 19, it says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." What this passage is talking about is Paul was praying that God would show them, give them an understanding of the mighty power that works in their lives. And he said it's the power that God used to raise up Jesus from the dead. And that same power that's available that God had that he used to raise up Jesus from the dead, but not only to raise him from the dead, but also to seat him in the heavenlies. He says that same power in verse 19 is to usward. That God, whenever he raised up Jesus from the dead, that same power he uses when he makes us a new believer. And that power works inside of us as well. You know what? So many times we go around thinking that we're powerless, that we're just kind of here. But God says the power that he used to raise up Jesus is not only in you, but it's active and it's available to us. If we will use the power that God has already given to us, you don't even have to ask for it. It's already there. So many times we live our lives powerless and discouraged and defeated because we don't think we have something that God's already given to us. When we got saved, God gave us all spiritual gifts in heavenly places, the Bible says. And so this power that raised up Jesus from the dead is available to you in your life. So whether you have addictions, whether you have problems, whatever you have discouragements, God says, I have the power to get over those things and to move past. But not just the things that we need to get past. God says, I have a job for you. I have things that I want you to accomplish for me using the power that I've given you. God says there's great things, greater things than he even did when he was on earth that's available to us to do. If we'll just claim the power that God's already given to us. Now, most of the time we think we can't do anything. And it's true, in our own strength we can't. But what could we accomplish with God's power working in us? Honestly, it's limitless if we would just get that grasp of it. And Paul wanted the church of Ephesus to know and to understand the greatness of this power that was available to him. Man, they were going to see God work in miraculous ways in this church because of the power that God has. And what could God do at our church or your church if we would just access this power that God's already given to us? Say, God, I'm going to claim it. I'm going to trust you and I'm going to obey you. And whatever you lead me to do, I'm going to rely on your strength and your power. And we're going to see whatever you want to do, Lord, we're going to do. And if God has someone that's willing just to say, hey, I'm going to trust God, man, it's amazing things what will happen. So I want to encourage you this morning, if you have someone that's coming behind you, that someone that you're thinking about, pray that God will show them the power that works in their life. And for yourself today, if you understand, hey, God's given me power to not only make it through the day, but to accomplish what He has for me today. Now, that's something we can grab onto today. So I would encourage you to live in God's power today and see what He has for us, but we have to seek it. And so I would encourage you today, hopefully this is a blessing to you, and I encourage you to be a part next time on Believing Together. Bye-bye.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.